Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
I've fought all kinds of stupid ass animals in my day.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
I was like, I'm doing, the second I saw that box, I was like, oh, I'm doing this fucking video. I'm like,
dude, it was hilarious, dude. I was dying.
Yeah.
Dude. Did you rock that bear shirt? Did you cut the sleeves off of that thing, or was it?
Oh yeah, I cut the sleeves off that. Yeah. And dude, that's so funny, man. Like I was sweating my balls off in my shop, right?
I'm sure.
And I like had this Unita sanding shirt on, right? Which,
yeah,
you know, it's just an old shirt. I don't fucking care about, because you know I don't care about Unita. I care about surf prep, you know. So I'm like, I'm just gonna wear this shirt. You know, no one knows it's a Unita shirt. And like, so I didn't realize how bad and smelly and sweaty I was. So I took the shirt off and I put on the Bears one, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I filmed that part, and I'm like, man, I was like, I really smell. And then I go to put I didn't want to wear the Bears shirt that much, 'cause I was like, it's clean shirt, you know?
Yeah.
So as soon as I was done filming, I put the Unita shirt back on, and it was like putting on a wet towel. Bro, it was dirty. It had sawdust on it. It had grease on it. Okay. And it was wet, bro. It was wet. The whole front was wet from basically my neck down to my belly button. And then the whole back was wet in like a V shape that covered all of the sensitive parts of my back. Right.
It's like trying to put on a wetsuit after it's been in wet in the water probably afterwards. I mean,
dude, it was, I had to peel that sucker on. Ugh. And then I was like, oh God. So that motivated me to fucking hurry up and finish the rest of the shit in my garage. 'Cause I didn't do that until I was done assembling the bandsaw, which went really fucking well, I gotta say.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you get the electrical in and everything's all dialed or what?
Yeah, well, it was funny, man. So we got the electrical put in, right? My cousin's a union electrician, so he was like, no fucking problem.
Yeah.
So he lays it all in, but the circuit breaker that I bought was bad, right? So for like an hour and a half, we're sitting there fucking with this thing, couldn't figure it out, wondering if it's the bandsaw. Fucking Harvey, man, those guys, their customer service is fucking baller, man. They were helping me on the weekend, you know, and they were like, well, try this and try that. And they were totally cool and chill about it, you know. And then when we realized we fucking plugged the saw outlet directly into the main part of the breaker, right? So no, bypassing all circuit breakers, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full fucking power. Just and right Harvey in. Was like, dude, Harvey was like, they didn't even say shit. They were like, because they were on the phone with us when we were doing this. And they were like, yeah, go for it. And I'm like, this fucking saw can explode, right?
They're probably being like, oh, we don't know. We've never seen anybody do this before.
Yeah. Can you keep us on speaker for this? Can we do video chat? I want to screen record this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're like thinking this could be good content, bro. And so we learned it was the circuit breaker. And then when I got everything set up, bro, it was so intimidated by assembling this machine, you know?
Yeah.
And really the hardest part was fucking putting the tabletop on it. That tabletop has got to weigh between 7,500 pounds, right? And it's huge. And damn. Yeah, dude, it's fucking heavy. And so I got that thing on there and, but like, dude, I got it on there. And once I got it all set up, man, like I dialed it in perfectly and it cut perfect on the first shot, bro. Like it was like I cut and it was like, I it's not a fair test. I cut a 2x4, right?
Yeah.
Very easy to cut.
Yeah.
But dude, it had almost no resistance going through the saw.
Dude, I have 3 horsepower. I hope not.
It was such a clean cut.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, I'm like, I don't know if my fucking table saw cuts this clean. Like, now I don't understand, like, if you got a good blade and a good machine, like, how those fucking people, like, do some crazy shit with it, man.
Yeah, why they go to their man saws for, like, the intricate thin cuts and stuff like that, for sure. What blade are you running on it?
It's a half inch blade by, I think, Highland Wood. It's Harvey recommended them.
Oh, okay.
So I got this resaw blade where, like, the teeth are unevenly spaced, and it's meant for resawing. And because the teeth are unevenly spaced, it does some kind of shit. I don't know. It's a half inch blade. So
nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And yeah, so I was very pumped up about this, man. I think, and it was easy to adjust all the fucking bearings and stuff. And I watched this Alex Snodgrass video where I picked up a couple tips, you know. Snotty. Old Snodgrass.
A little Snotty. He's the man.
Man, it sounds like a really good kind of weed, by the way. Hey, did you hit that? You tried that Snodgrass yet?
Yeah, Snodgrass. I don't know if anybody's ever called him Snotty before, but I think I'm going to try and push for that.
Yes. Yo, Snotty.
Yo, Snotty, what up? I just saw a cool video of him doing, like, these, because, you know, he's the bandsaw guy. He's, you know, everybody wants Alex Snodgrass to come check out their shit. So he was at Powermatic checking out their new table. They have, like, a new, like, Astroglide table type of tabletop or something that's supposed to be, like,
yeah.
And he was tripping out on it. He was like, whoa, the
Astroglide? Isn't that a sex lube?
Is that what it's... Is it?
That's what Astroglide is, bro.
What's the shit that they put on the...
You're telling me the fucking Powermatic's putting sex lube on their fucking table tops to make it swim faster? What, are they too dry?
What's the... Spectra...
Fucking, you know, are they dusty tabletops that they need to put some Astroglide on so you don't have too much friction?
Jesus Christ!
What's the name of that? I'm barely awake right now, and you're fucking talking about Astroglide tabletops, bro. Fuck.
Woo! It's because I'm already warmed up. I did my morning live with Dave. 2 beers, 1 cup this morning already.
I don't think that's what you think it is. Oh my god, dude. You do a morning live before the fucking podcast?
Well, normally Sundays we don't do the podcast. Normally Sundays are, you know, free. So Saturdays we do the podcast. Sunday mornings Dave and I have been doing this, you know, 15-minute live where we just drink a cup of coffee together and then we jump off.
Where am I at during this fucking
I don't know. I wait for you every week to jump on, but you're never there. Do you not get my live notifications? Do you not follow me?
Have every fucking thing I can put on there to say, telling Instagram that I like this person and I know him and I want to see his shit. I got you on favorites. I got you on close friends. I fucking like and comment on all your shit.
You do. You know, honestly, you are the first to want. You are usually the first to comment on every post I do. So,
yeah, I'm like, how the fuck am I getting a notification on that? It's just beyond me. Well, I don't know. I don't keep notifications on for Instagram or TikTok. You know, I get the little bubble on there that shows you a number. But, dude, I don't do notifications anymore because, like, you know how it goes, man. And I'm not trying to fucking brag because I haven't had a video go viral in a minute, right? But, like, when one does and fucking people start commenting on that shit, it's just like on your phone. Like, fucking Jackie starts yelling at me, like, you have too many notifications on your phone. This is why you're so distracted. I'm like, I fucking swipe them out of the way, man. I'm like, you know, I pay as much attention to notifications as I do is like snow hitting my face when I'm walking out of the street, you know?
Man, I haven't laughed that good in a long time. That was fucking
so okay. So Alex Snodgrass was Astroglide fucking bad sauce. What else? What else is going on in this magical video? Like, when did the bitches come out, bro? Was he splitting that wood?
Oh God, man. So fucking funny. But yeah, he was doing some sort of test on the new tabletop they have on their bandsaws, and he was all excited about it. It might as well have been Astroglide. He was very excited. How
many fucking saws they're gonna sell if they advertise they put Astroglide on them?
The new Astroglide Toppy from Powermatic. Powermatic even sounds like,
dude. I mean, if you told woodworkers, like, how funny it would be, right? If we put out some fake information, right? That, like, Astroglide was a great finish for tabletop services, right? And then if you really, like, because, like, they've been talking about that fucking, what is it, that carbon ceramic whatever shit that people have been putting on their stuff. Yeah. And they're, like, sliding fucking wood across it. It just glides across. Imagine if we fucking told people that Astroglide, okay, made for the ultimate surface for yourself. Can you imagine all the fucking woodworkers walking into the lion's den, right, on the side of the highway? Okay, because going like, yo, you got that Astroglide? And they're like, yeah, man. And they're like, I need fucking 48 ounces of it. What the fuck are you doing, man? You know, I needed a giant fucking tub with a pump on the top, right? Like, holy shit, bro, we sold like 25 gallons of Astroglide this week. What the fuck's going on?
This podcast.
And then your wife walks in the shop and she sees this fucking humongous Astroglide sitting there. You gotta explain that shit. Well, the Jointery podcast told me that Astroglide. And then you gotta fucking talk to the service company because your fucking tabletop service is now completely rusted out, right? You're like, they said it was fucking lube, man. And they're like,
it is melts lube.
Vaginas. I mean, why would it fucking be good for your tabletop? We should get Astroglide as a sponsor.
Yeah, shit.
Here, Astroglide, we made a whole podcast about your fucking product this week.
Debbie's like, what is going on? Why do you keep getting boxes of Astroglide sent to the house?
Can you imagine them sponsoring us and we get like fucking Astroglide mugs and t-shirts and fucking stickers, you know?
I guess they would become the real lube, the new lube sponsor.
You have to tell Eric he'd fucking, it couldn't be the fucking unofficial lube of the podcast anymore. Like, sorry, bro, we got an official lube of the podcast now. You're out. Jesus, fuck. We're gonna just sit him down like fucking parents telling him, like, he's sorry, bro, you didn't get into college.
Oh, God.
Woo! Oh, gotta explain it to the kids when they see it.
Dude, I thought about that the other day. I was like, dude, at some point, my kids and your kids are gonna want to listen to this podcast.
Dude, they're still not gonna understand what we're talking about. You know, they're gonna really have to fucking. I don't even know, you know, it's still a thing, but I do know that it's not for bandsaws.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm dying over here.
Well, it's a good show to this week, bro. I like the trends.
I hope we're going to top this.
12 Your episode this week is 12 minutes. Like, what the fuck, man? You guys didn't put on a full episode, and then they hear it, they're like, best episode ever,
right?
And you can listen to this whole episode in one shit on the toilet, bro. Like, what do we talk about now? I mean, I don't even know.
I'm how do you pivot dying.
From Astro? You went too deep, you know, you never go full idiot, bro. So.
Damn, man. So
okay, so I got other shit I could talk about if you want to just throw it. Okay, so I'll pivot. Okay, so like, you know, like
we need that drop from Friends where Ross is like, pivot. I don't know if you remember that episode where they're trying to get the couch up the stairs.
Oh, Jesus. Dude, we should get that we should spend the Patreon money on that fancy box that plays all the sounds, bro.
I have a drop board on my fucking screen. I just gotta use it. See, look.
Oh my God. Your screen looks totally different than mine. Okay. Astroglide, now for bandsaws. I noticed a trend on TikTok for me lately, right?
Yeah
and it's with the ads, you know, like when you start getting a very specific type of ad, and like the social media is like convinced like you are our target customer, and they just, that's like 90% of the ads you see, you know?
Yeah, mine are all girls jumping up and down with their boobs shaking. Anyways,
what's that an ad for?
I don't know, but it seems like that's all I see on my page. You know, the search page, what's that called? The discovery page, the explorer page.
Bro, you like need that's to, all you need some action, bro. You're way too horny this early in the morning.
No, I'm just saying, it seems like that's all they send me is those damn fucking videos. It's crazy.
I mean, and you're complaining about it.
But Debbie is. She's always like, how come when I open the thing, it's all just girls jumping up and down and shaking their boobs? I'm like, I don't know. That's what Instagram likes to send me. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so have you ever seen those videos? We can play a game right now, okay?
Yeah.
You ever seen those videos, okay, where they're like, hey, if you open up your Instagram, right, okay, and you go through 10 posts, is there going to be a picture of boobs bouncing up and down if you go through 10 posts?
I don't know if, like, if I just Let's scroll, you mean? If I just scroll?
So,
like,
where do you, so usually you see them.
I see them in the Explorer page when I click on the little magnifying glass. Okay. It's like, so, all, okay. It's like 95%. No, I'd say okay. It's 75% woodworking and 25% jumping, bouncing
okay,
boobs.
So open up your Explorer page then. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I got it open.
Open up mine. Okay. And you got like 1, 2, 3. Like, tell me what your first 9 things are. Or tell me everything you could see on your screen right now, and go from the top to the bottom right, without swiping.
As of right now, I see Corey B is number. There's some video about Rachel from Friends.
Okay, it
looks like Corey B doing a food thing.
Okay,
a couple bull turning videos, and then a girl who appears to be. She's sitting in her car seat of her car, and it looks like she might be masturbating. I can't tell. But there's that video. It's hard to tell. She's kind of like holding something between her legs, but I can't really see what she's doing. And then there's another video of a girl bouncing with her boobs in the bottom right corner. And then 2 other woodworking videos. So I have like, yeah, mostly woodworking videos, and then 2 weird girl videos, and then Corey B.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious because I have none of that. Okay.
What are you seeing?
Dude, for me, it looks like some top. I'm going to start at top left and go bottom right. Okay.
Yeah.
There's no girls on here or any kind of boobs or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
I got fucking a dude with a shield and a sword who kind of looks like Hellboy. Right. And then I got some back tattoo where some guy was trying to cover up some shitty tattoo of Batman, and he covered it with a full Batman thing. Then I got 2 wrestlers that look like a wrestling match turned into a brawl. Then I got some toolbox. I got some kind of cartoon about Admiral Thrawn from Star Wars. I got some couple trying to do some ridiculous challenge. I got a group of idiots that are wearing those letters on shirts. It's supposed to say fuck. Right, like each person's a different letter, but they're out of order. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I got a picture from the show Andor. No, that's from the new Ahsoka show. I've got 2 things of that new stormtrooper with the face part.
Yeah.
I got 2 of those. I got a 3D printer of this metal finger sword. I've got some kind of 3D print thing of GoPro. And then the last thing I have is some dude running and eating a cheese, McDonald's cheeseburgers and fries. And Ronald McDonald, who looks like a psychopath, is chasing him. No boobs.
Okay. You get food, comic books, and
food, Star Wars, stupid Star shit, Wars. And 3D printing.
And comic
books. That's how I classify that.
Yeah. See, yeah, I mean, I got food, woodworking, and then some weird girl videos. Oh, when I scroll up a little bit, I can see the one. Yeah, see, it is a girl bouncing. See, and Debbie's like, what the hell are you watching? I'm like, it's not that I'm watching these things. It's just what they keep sending me. Like, it's just, if I click on it by accident, I mean, it's not my fault. You know what I mean? But it's not going to keep showing me over and over again. I look at mainly woodworking videos. It's weird. I don't know. I don't understand the Explorer
page. I have to go 28 in before I see anything that I think is definitely woodworking. It is mostly Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ridiculous shit. I've worked hard on this shit. Algorithm.
Yeah, I need to start working harder on mine.
maybe you should turn off private viewing mode, bro. So, anyways, what I was saying is that you know how like you start to get see the ads and shit, okay? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I'm not talking about you're talking about the For You page. I'm talking about advertisements, right?
I got TikTok. You. Yeah,
TikTok knows I'm a fat guy, man. I've been getting fucking ad after ad after ad for t-shirts for fat guys.
Oh, I get those all the time. Yeah, I get that constantly. I get True Classic or whatever those. Whatever those fat guys are.
And they got it fucking squished in between two food posts. Right? So it's like, here's a dude fucking, or a girl trying to one bite an entire Big Mac, right?
Oh, that fucking girl. She's crazy.
Yeah. Fat guy t-shirt, right? And then it's like, here's somebody making like a taco lasagna, you know? And I'm like, like, there's nothing in there. I'm like, hey, bro, maybe you should try to be a little healthier, right?
No, they're just playing directly to your strengths or weaknesses.
Fat,
you need
clothes, you're fat. That's how that went, dude. It's fucking.
It's probably just easy for them. It's just like, okay, this guy searches food a lot. He's obviously probably a big dude. Let's just send him shirts, you know, fat guy shirts. Yeah, I get it too. I get it too, man. They're so
like, how many food posts do you have to like before they realize you're a fat guy? Because I have thousands, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's quite a few. It's quite a few.
Okay, I got another one for you. Okay. Are there any animals that you hate? It could be domestic, it could be in the wild. Squirrels.
Yeah, oh, I don't like squirrels, dude.
They're at tree least the rats.
Ones, yeah. All they do is fuck shit up. That's all they do is just dig holes, and we're mainly ground squirrels because that's what we have out here. I hate them because they just destroy your yard. You know what I mean?
Is that like a chipmunk?
They're bigger than chipmunks. They look like a full squirrel. They look like, you know, a full size squirrel.
Do they climb trees?
These ones burrow. They burrow, so they dig tunnels. Yeah,
they look like fucking chipmunks.
Well, then that's not what. Then I mean, these
chipmunk
things are
versus ground squirrel. Wait, hold on.
These things are.
What's the difference between a chipmunk and a ground squirrel? They look like chip. What's the difference, man? Oh man, there's a whole fucking article about this. I'm not going to read this whole article.
These things are just big. They're not huge, but they're. They look like a regular squirrel. I mean, they got the body.
And they got like a tiny tail.
No, these ones have longer tails.
I mean, but they're not big and bushy though, right?
I mean,
they're like long, but they're thinner.
Yes, I'll give you that. Yes, they are thinner. They're not. Yes, they don't look like.
Do they stand on their hind legs and fucking mock you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, no, we got the Midwestern squirrels, bro.
Dude, I'm out there with my BB gun trying to get these guys. I shot one the other. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, these things
are trying. You're murdering squirrels in your yard?
I'm trying to. Dude, I'm trying to. Like, dude, I'm telling you.
We live different lives, bro. I love you, man, but we live completely different lives. For as much as we have in common, it amazes me nonstop how different we are in some ways. The fuck you can do if you kill a squirrel in your yard?
Throw it away.
You're killing them in front of your, like, is Frankie standing there next to you when you're popping squirrels?
Yeah, if they're out there, I'm trying. They know, dude. These things destroy your yard, man. They dig tunnels underneath your yard and weaken the
like. Frankie, we have a hill. Like, yo, Dad, there's a squirrel in the yard. Get the gun.
Yeah, my dogs chase them. Like, it's a whole, dude, believe me, it's a whole thing. And I've tried, I've tried to call exterminators to come out.
Yeah.
The problem is they burrow our whole back, like our neighborhood, like our cul-de-sac, right? The three houses that are along the backside of this cul-de-sac, we all share kind of like a hill. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the way the property's graded.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the picture.
So like family of squirrels, they burrow through under our fence and go, they live in all the yards. You know what I'm saying? So like, we tried to get them. We tried to have them kill, you know, we brought a guy out to try and get them in our yard. And he's like, dude, I can't get them. They're not coming this way. They like, something happen?
No, oh, we're good.
But yeah, so we couldn't get to him. So I'm out there with my BB gun.
I got a solution for you.
That's an
easy fix.
Okay, what is it?
Dude, that's an easy fix. Have you ever seen the movie Caddyshack and how he got rid of the groundhogs? Right?
I'm out there with the dynamite.
Dude, you just got to fucking take some C4, shape it like a ground squirrel, okay? Drop it in one of them fucking holes, okay? Pump in some water. Okay,
to these holes. It's all right.
Blow those motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You could totally be Bill Murray.
One of the most underrated characters in cinema, by the way.
Cannonball coming.
Shotgun again. Hit that scene with him and Chevy Chase when they're in there when Chevy's playing through his garage. I guess you want to call it. it's so good, dude. That must have been. I don't know how those two do a scene without just fucking like falling out. You know what I mean? Laughing the whole time.
Bro. Seriously, like,
dude, so good. But yeah, man. Yeah. So I got those squirrels, and that's a problem.
Well, see, are you at all afraid of them?
I'm not afraid of them. I just I hate them though. I fucking hate them. Like I don't know if I'm scared of a few animals, you know, but
yeah,
but I do hate those. Is there a reason? Yeah.
No, because I'm looking at my fucking shit list, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, and on here, I'm like, I just had the word fuck birds, right? And it's because I hate birds, right? I do not like fucking birds. Fuck them. I don't like squirrels either. But I don't like birds more. So,
what is it about birds that bothers you? Is it just the shitting part, or
it's everything about those fucking scummy ass motherfuckers, dude? They're birds are flying rats, in my opinion. Okay, like sure, some of them are like majestic, like a fucking eagle or some shit like that. But I don't like the idea of a fucking animal who has air superiority over me, right? I just don't like that. When I was young, man, I got into it with a parrot, right? And it traumatized me, okay? And I've been like, fuck birds adamantly. Dude, fuck birds.
What did you mean by getting into it with a parrot?
I don't know how old I was, man, but I was probably 6 to 10, let's say, somewhere in that range. And my fucking parents is probably younger. It's like 6 or 8, man.
Yeah.
So Bub's my age, parents, something like that. I don't know. Yeah, Bubba's type age, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard for you. So like, imagine Frankie, but the size he was 2 years ago, not the size he is of his age, right?
Got it. Yeah.
I was fucking short, right? So we go to we're in Florida. Okay, of course it's fucking Florida. Okay, if you live in Florida, fucking move. but so we're in Florida, and we're at my parents' friend's house, right? And they were like, "Hey, why don't you watch some TV? We're gonna go hang out in the back." You know, I'm not gonna guess what they were doing back there. And so it's me in this living room, and I'm sitting on the floor behind this coffee table with my back against this couch watching TV, right?
Yeah.
And like, so if I'm facing the TV, okay, at about 20 degrees to my left, okay, there's a 3-foot probably 2-inch wooden dowel, okay, yeah, hanging from the ceiling on chains. And on it is a gigantic blue macaw parrot, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this whole time I'm trying to watch cartoons, this fucking parrot is gnawing on the wooden dowel, okay? And he's looking yeah at me, and he's fucking talking, like, it sounds like he's talking shit. You know, and he's fucking gnawing on this wooden dowel, okay? And he's going at it hard. Yeah. And the dowel is getting thinner and thinner and thinner right between his legs, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there trying to watch TV, but it's fucking distracting, man. This fucking bird looks fucking angry, and he just keeps fucking chewing on this wooden dowel, okay? All of a sudden, the dowel breaks in half, okay? Parrot falls on the floor with a thud, starts screaming, okay?
Oh, shit.
And the bird comes running around the couch towards me, okay? And I jump up, and I freak the fuck out, okay? And I tried to run away from this thing, and this fucking bird was chasing me. This is the way I remember it, okay? Yeah. Like, it was fucking horrible, man. That fucking thing had big mouth with the sharp beak and the huge claws and a gigantic wingspan. And the fucking owner came and he grabs it and he throws it in a dog crate, right?
Holy okay shit.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you, bird. Don't bite the kid, right? To him, it's no big deal, right? He's fucking Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking dude. So, like, ever since then, I'm like, fuck birds, man. Fuck birds. Dude, I remember one time, did I ever tell you about the time I was in a pet store and this fucking macaw, like, was in there? Did I ever tell you about this?
No.
I have multiple experiences where I'm like, fuck birds, okay? In college, I'm sitting there at a pet store, and there's this gigantic fucking table that's like, I don't know, fucking 6x6, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like coffee table height. And it's got this giant PVC pipe, like a Rector set on it. And there's this macaw parrot on this fucking plastic pipes, right? And I walk by this thing, okay? And there's little like post-it size notes everywhere. Do not touch this fucking bird. Do not feed it. Don't get near it. Just leave the fucking bird alone. And I walk up and I look at this bird, and the bird fucking takes one claw off the pipe and he reaches out to me like this, right? He's like reaching like this. Like he wants me to fucking put my arm out so it could climb onto my arm. That's what it looked like, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I looked this bird dead in the eye and I told it, no fucking way. Go fuck yourself. Eat a dick, bird. I'm out. So I keep walking around. I don't know why I'm in this fucking pet store, by the way. It was not shopping for pets.
Okay? I was going to ask you that. I wanted to know why you were there.
I don't know. Dude, I was fucking in college. I was probably high, and I was just like, ooh, pet store. So, like, sure shit, okay? Like, 2 minutes later, this fucking lady walks by the fucking thing, and the bird does the same thing to her, right? She goes, oh, how cute. Does not read the fucking note. Puts her arm out, okay?
Oh,
the fucking
shit.
Bird jumps on her arm, runs up her arm. This is a fucking big white bird with the thing on its head, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking puts, like, a fucking foot in the ear to use it as like a stepping thing, gets on top of this lady's head, okay? And then the bird starts fucking using its claws like it's giving this
aggressive
head massage, and it starts flapping its wings, right? Lady freaks the fuck out, right?
Yeah, you think
she freaks the fuck out. Person from the store comes run up, grabs the bird, fucking puts it back, right? And he says, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. We have signs everywhere for a reason. Do not fuck with this bird, okay? Like, which means that this happens a lot, okay? Yeah. They had signs everywhere, okay? Like, why don't you put that bird in a crate or a cage, or dog crate, right? Fuck that bird. And, like, the lady looks at me. I'm like, I can read. I don't know about you. So, like, I'm not out of any fucking sympathy for you and your stupid fucking ass. It said, don't fuck with that bird, right? Dude, so, me and birds, we do not fucking, like, you know when you see, like, a dog and, like, the dog senses you're a good person and, like, comes up to you, right? And they're like, we're friends now, you and me, dog, right? I have the opposite experience with birds. When I get birds, my fucking defenses come up. I'm like, am I going to have to fucking fight you today? Because I'm ready for that shit. I don't want to fight a bird, but I will fucking fight a bird. I would knock your bird the fuck out. Like, dude, I don't want you to put it on my arm. Like, when you go to the, like, dude, like, fucking, we go to, like, fucking those places where you like in Florida where you fucking go around like a outdoor experience and there's like that stand there, take your picture with the bird on your arm, right? My brother would be there like fucking arms out to the sides like this. He's got 7-8 birds on his arms. He's just like trying to hold them up and he's smiling and shit. And I'm like, fuck that bird. I'm not fucking, it's like, oh, you want to swim with the shark today? No, fuck that shit. You fucking idiots. Like,
I got a great video of Debbie's dad. We, the same type of thing. We were walking to we were doing spring training in Arizona. As we're walking into the stadiums, they had some like, you know, setups going on, you know, and they had a guy with birds and Debbie's dad walked right up to him and the guy put the bird right on his head. You know, he's just like standing there frozen with this big ass fucking bird on his head. He's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to move. I don't know where to go. Birds like that, big birds like that can be scary. I hate fucking, you know, we've talked about this. Like the only birds I really have a problem with are geese. Geese are assholes. Like I've been chased by geese numerous times in my lifetime. And those are the birds that I think are just asshole birds. But I don't really have an issue with many other birds. Debbie really wants a bird. Cause our neighbor has one.
Don't do it.
No, I don't want a bird. They're fucking, they shit out.
Bird is a pet. Like what you can't play with the fucking thing, right?
I mean, you don't play with it, but they have a little, you know, the little tiny blue cockatiels, like the little tiny ones. And this thing they call it, you know, it's blueberry. They just let it fly around their house. They have no other pets. They have no other pets. Cause we couldn't do it. Cause our dog Harley would eat that thing in a second. Like it would fucking chase it and jump up and eat it. If you had a fucking
loose bird in your house, I'm not hanging out. I'm out. Dude, I remember one time when I was a kid, I was probably like 13. I went into my uncle's house and they had one of those like regular sized bird cages and they had like this blue finch looking bird, right?
Yeah, they had it
for a really long time, right? And I walk in there, okay, and I'm in there for like 5 minutes. The bird dropped dead, okay? Like, I don't know if it's old age or whatever, but I'm standing there and our whole family's there. We're all talking and I look over to the left. And I see the fucking cage and the bird's sitting on the thing and all of a sudden it falls off onto the ground and it's like a thud. And I looked at my uncle and I was like, something's wrong with your bird, man. It's like the bird died. Fucking bird just fucking died right there, bro. I'm like,
dude, you have bad luck with birds, bro.
Dude, the more I think about it, the more trauma comes out, right?
Yeah. You just have an issue with birds. They don't like you. That is too funny.
Okay, but it makes me think about, right? So I saw a video on TikTok, right? And it was like one of these videos are like, ask your husband, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
The thing that they were asking people is what apex predator do you think you could take in a fight? If you had a fucking, let's say you're going to be in like a fucking room together, okay? You know, assuming there's like fucking things to help you in your battle, but like if you had to fight an apex predator, right?
Yeah.
What do you think you could fight? Like you got to think of it on this list, okay? Like fucking cheetahs, lions, tigers, bears, moose, right? Fucking clearly moose is on that
list.
Sharks, okay? You're talking about snakes. You're talking about Komodo dragons. You're talking about
the question is which one can I fight or which one can I beat? Because I could fight any of them. I'm not going to win any of them.
Which one do you think you could take? which do you think you could take any of those?
No. I mean, no. I mean, that's no fucking. I mean, what? Like, you're going to take a bit. You're going to beat, like, with a weapon?
I think I could take, like, no. Like, I don't know.
Do I get a weapon or am I fighting?
You get, like, a big stick. You get, like, a stick.
Dude. I mean,
like a hardy stick. You know, it's not going to be like a
spear. Twig. I've whittled it into a spear. Okay,
You're going to have to get hands on with this motherfucker.
I'd say some sort of dog. Like
I was going to say,
like something my size that I could
not maybe a dire wolf
get on top of and hold down if I had to. You know what I mean? If I could outweigh
a dog before.
If I could outweigh it, then maybe I'd have a chance to. I mean, I don't know though, but I highly doubt any of them. I mean, let's just be real. I mean, I don't know if I could survive against any apex predator. If I had to, I'd want to fight something relative to my size or smaller.
I mean, like, clearly anything bigger than you, like a polar bear.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Or grizzly bear. You're
any cat. Any cat, you're fucked. I don't care who you are.
I don't know, man. I think like
a mountain lion, dude. Like that a mountain eating like, you. That thing's
dude,
eating
like
you.
what about like clearly not like a lion or a tiger, right?
Bro, a cheetah done, lion done, tiger.
What about a hyena? You think you could take a hyena?
It's a dog. It's relatively doggish.
How about a gorilla?
No. Dude, a gorilla will rip your arms off, bro. It gets a hold of you, it's fucking ripping your goddamn arms off.
What about like a poisonous snake?
Yeah, you could take a snake. Yeah, for sure. You could step on a snake. If you got on top of a snake, you could step on it.
What about an alligator? I think my odds would be better against an alligator than I would be against like a fucking tiger.
I just heard to outrun an alligator. You know the best way to outrun an alligator or crocodile?
Push your friend in your way.
not be the slowest one. No, that's the best way. No, they say if you run at angles, like back in zigzag,
they say like serpentine.
Yeah, if you zigzag, they have a hard time going fast at a sideways. They like straight ahead, they're really fast running, but if they can't turn fast. So if you zigzag, they have a hard time.
We've talked about this before. Outrunning anything is not an option for me. Whatever situation I get into, I know I'm going to have to fight. Like, there's no getting around that part for me.
You need to carry a gun or something then. Like,
I don't like guns. So, like, it's just going to be me and my fucking hands. And maybe I got, like, a knife or something or, like, a fucking axe or some shit. I don't know, man, but... I'll tell you one fucking animal that I used to have to fight all the time was my buddy's cat. Right?
Yeah.
So like my best friend in high school and college and all, he's still my best friends today, right? He was working for this company, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was in a supervisory role, okay? And what happened was that he had to fire a guy, right? And so he fires this guy, and the guy says, oh, shit, now I don't have a job. I can't take care of my cat anymore, right? Will you okay. take my cat from me? Because I don't have no way to fucking care for this cat.
Yeah.
And my fucking buddy said, yes, sure, I'll take your cat, right? That guy has never owned a fucking animal in the whole goddamn life, okay? And he takes this dude's cat, okay? This cat, I don't know where the fuck he found this cat. The cat's name was Peyton, okay? Okay. And it was basically because the cat's name before that was Satan, okay? And somebody fucking renamed this cat. I don't know if this guy knew he was getting fired and thought, like, I need a revenge on this asshole who's going to fire me, and fucking went and found a feral dumpster cat, okay? And just yeah. cleaned it up and gave it to my buddy and said it was a cat for him or whatever, okay? But fuck that cat, dude. I don't even think that cat's alive anymore. But I know that, like, anyways, so he lived out in like Portland, okay? And when he moved out there, I went to go visit him. And it'd been like, you know, guys are, man, it'd been like almost a year since I've seen the guy. You know, he doesn't come home to visit, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe like less than a year. But anyway, so I go to his place, and he took, when he moved out there, he took this gigantic lazy boy that he had that I used to fucking get fucking hammered in and pass out in this chair and use it like a bed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The second I walk in his house, okay, you know, I walk into his living room, there's the chair. I'm like, fuck yeah, man, I'm home, right?
Yeah.
Like my chair. And I walk around, he goes, dude. He starts telling me, don't sit in the chair, right? I fucking throw my ass in the chair, fucking yank it back, recline in. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, this is fucking living, right?
Yeah.
This gray cat walks around the corner into the living room and sees me in this chair. And I've never, to this day, been looked at like this cat looked at me, right? Okay. This cat looked at me and it was like, I'm going to fucking kill you, right? Yeah. Dude, I fucking, as soon as I see the cat, I pull the thing. He goes, get out of the chair, man. Get out of the chair. I'm like, what? He's like, get out of the fucking chair. So I start to get up, and this cat starts running at me. Okay.
Yeah.
And I get up and I step to the side, and the cat jumps onto the like the top of the backrest of the chair. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm standing like a foot away from the chair, and he swipes at me, trying to hit me, and hisses at me. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck, man? This cat just like talking, I'm going to fucking murder you, right?
Yeah.
The whole weekend I was there, I had to fight this cat, okay? Like, I'd be sitting there, and we'd be fucking sitting on the couch watching football or whatever, drinking a fucking beer, and like I'd have my feet under the coffee table, and the cat would sneak around and bite my feet. Okay, dude, like
just no prompting, just come up and bite you.
This cat attacked me all weekend, bro.
Damn.
I was there like for fucking 4 days, man. Fucking like I would put my arm like on the armrest of the couch, and the cat would hop up and bite my arm. Okay,
fuck like, that.
Full
cat.
Sinking its teeth in all the way, right, dude? I would go to the bathroom, okay. And the cat, the litter box was in the bathroom. I would see the paw swiping underneath the door. Like, yeah. I'm out here, motherfucker. And like, I would fucking come out of the bathroom and I open the door and the cat's just standing there hissing at me. And I just close the door. I'm like, I guess I'm living in the bathroom now. I'm like, you know, and like, or like what was worse is like, I'd fucking have to go take a piss or shit or something. I go to the bathroom and I open the door and there's the cat sitting on the toilet. He's not in the litter box. He's sitting on the toilet waiting for me. Like, yeah, motherfucker, what's up? Let's fight. Like, dude, I had to fight this fucking cat the whole time, man. Dude, so this guy had the fucking cat for years. Every time I'd visit him, man, I'd have to fight this cat, okay? And then fucking they had a kid, okay? And, you know, they took the cat from Portland to Detroit, okay? They moved to Detroit. Still got this fucking cat, right? And then they had a kid. And the cat was starting to get a little feisty around the kid. And the cat didn't even like his wife, right? The only person he liked was my buddy, right? And, dude, like, so when the cat started getting after the kid, right, then they were like, okay, we got to get rid of this cat. And I'm like, you mean, like, the whole thing about anybody who comes to your house, this cat immediately hates them was not enough, right? And the cat... Like, I went there with my brother one time, right? The cat fucked with my brother, too, but he did not fuck with my brother. Like he was out for me. Like, and I gave this cat very negative energy, too, because I'm like, I would tell
sounds
this cat,
like
anytime you get near me, I'm like, fuck you. You fucking fuck. Get fuck away from me. I'll kick you. Like, come at me, bro. I'm like, God damn it. Like, I don't prefer, I've fought all kinds of stupid-ass animals in my day, man. Like, I've fought roosters. I've fought cats. Like... Like, I don't know why the fuck I got to fight these animals, man. I try to give off a positive vibe.
It's the energy, man. I don't want to fight animals. Oh, dude, that is crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't fucking kick the shit out of that cat.
Have you ever had to fight a cat?
No, I mean, I've gotten into it. We've had, yeah, I mean, one of our cats was aggressive when we got it as a kitten, because it was like a feral fucking cat that we found, you know what I mean? And it was aggressive as a kitten, and it would scratch the shit out of us. It eventually calmed down and chilled out, but as a kitten when we first found it, it was pretty aggressive, and I had some serious scratches. But no, I've never had that was it. This is a kitten scratches, never a full fucking fighting a cat mode. No, I've never had to fight a full-size cat. Cats are scary, man. Cats are vicious. Cats are the one animals that I don't like them, as far as like but they're just evil. I don't trust them. They're too smart, and they're too in the claws and the teeth, and yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan.
No, every time I'm at somebody's house and they got a cat, okay, and the cat comes up and like rubs its head on me or like rubs its body against me, okay, I have the same exact reaction I do if I was at a strip club and a stripper came and said hi to me. I'm like, what the fuck do you want, right?
I don't have that same reaction.
I mean, no, I'm definitely more excited to see the stripper, but I'm like, but definitely my trust level is at the same level, right? Like, I trust a house cat about as much. Like, dude, they're fucking, oh, you're so handsome. Like, I love a guy, fat guy with a gray beard and glasses and, you know, who looks like a gigantic
I
nerd.
See I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. They're playing I'm you. Like, they're playing
I'm
like, you.
Yeah, you just want my money. And the cat, I'm like, I don't want the cat's more dangerous. I don't know what the fuck that cat wants. You know?
So funny, dude. Have you seen those reaction videos where you see, or not reaction videos, have you seen those videos on TikTok where the husband or the wife, one of the two of the couple will be like, will purposely react in a crazy way to see how their
see if they'll match my energy.
Yeah. Yes,
dude. Do you think Debbie can match your energy?
No, but we had that happen like a couple nights ago. Sitting in the garage. Yeah, well, not on purpose. It wasn't like I intended to do it, but I'm sitting in the garage. Debbie's sitting here next to me. We're smoking and whatnot. And then a fucking the garage door was open, and it was like, you know, 5 o'clock or something. So it wasn't dark yet, but it was getting darker. And all of a sudden, like a bee came flying around the corner and like zoomed right up to my face and like, it scared the shit out of me because I saw it coming out of the corner of my eye and I jumped up and I screamed. I was, ah! And Debbie fucking almost fell out of her chair. She jumped up and screamed and like yelled and like fucking almost fell out backwards out of her chair. And I was just like, and immediately I was like, why did you jump up and scream? Like it wasn't near you. She's like, I was just, you know, you freaked out. So I freaked out. So it was just really funny because I've seen those videos in you know, on TikTok, but I'd never, you know, tried it, but I didn't mean to try it. It just happened naturally. But yeah, she almost fell out of the back of her chair. It was so funny, man. I was dying.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. Like I will say running into any kind of bug unexpectedly, definitely I think I ultimately handle it well, but for the first moment, I'm not proud of how I normally react.
Yeah, I don't get scared by bugs really, but like a bee, and bees don't normally bother me either. But it the way it approached me, it like I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and it flew like right up to my face, man. Like I thought it was gonna like, I don't know if it was trying to sting me or if it was just didn't see me or what. But man, it was like, boom, like super quick, and it just caught me off guard and startled me, and I jumped up like a. I don't want to say like a scared little kid, but I was.
Dude, the most ridiculous reaction I've ever seen anyone have to a bee was my brother, right?
Yeah.
Dude, we were driving back from a barbecue competition, okay? Yeah. And we're in this van that I rented, okay? And I'm driving. He's in the passenger seat, okay? And he does not, like he has an over-the-top reaction on most bugs, right?
Yeah.
He's always like, fuck bugs, right? So we're sitting there, and I'm driving, and a bee flies in the window of the van, right? Immediately, yeah. I see my brother tenses up, right? And fucking, the bee fucking lands on his legs. It starts to climb up his shorts.
Okay? What? Oh my God.
And the first reaction he had, I thought he was going to throw his iPad out the window of the car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he starts swinging his iPad around. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, man. I swerve the fucking van. Okay.
Oh my God.
All the shit in the back starts to move. I'm like, and I get it back in the lane. Then I'm like, don't throw your iPad out the window. Then his next reaction, he grabs my bag with all my clothes and shit in it. Right? And he swings it back. I'm like, no, man. I fucking grab the bag and I throw it down. And then he like takes a flip flop and like flings the bug out of the window. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but his first reaction was, I thought he was going to throw his iPad out the window. His second reaction was to grab all my shit and use that as the thing. And I'm like, you're not going to throw my shit out the window for a fucking bee. Right. And
why did he think throwing something out the window?
He was in a full blown panic. He was like, his thought was, I asked him, he was like, his thought was like, if I could just get this fucking bug with the shit, I'll just throw all the shit and the bug out the window. You know?
I thought you were going to say he starts slapping himself in the, you know,
No, not once was he trying to kill this thing. He was, his goal was to get it outside of the vehicle as fast as possible. You know, and then I'll kill you if I have to. Like, dude, we had to pull the car over after that. I was like, yo, man, I'm like, can we talk about this for a minute? I'm like, because like your reaction there was outrageous. Like
a little over the top.
Like, come on, bro. It's like, hey, it's fine. We're fine. I'm like, you need to talk to somebody about this bug thing. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah. So, oh man. Hey, are you getting ready for Maker Camp? I know that's coming up. We should talk about that for a second before we get out of here. Are you, what's, are you getting stuff dialed in? Are you getting stuff ready to go? Are you taking anything this year? Last year you got the nuts for everybody.
You know what? I really wanted to make another thing this year and I was going to make money. Right.
Have those coins turn out.
Well, I got the coins. I got the machine to work, which is great, but I've basically have had no time to really play with it, you know, because I'm still like fucking reorganizing my shop. Right. And I had to build a table for the lasers. Right. And then I had to build, then I built the bandsaw yesterday. And like, so like I've been trying to just get the boxes and packing materials outside of my garage. You know, clean it up, because the goal is to get the car back in the garage. And I mean, I thought I'd fucking sell my bandsaw in like 2 days, right? But my bandsaw has had minimal amount of interest in it.
You might just have to keep both of them, man. Like we talked about, and you got two.
Well, in the short term, bro, I got to figure out a place to put it, right? You know, like that's the main concern right now is where do I put this fucking
one or the old one?
Well, the new one is going to go where the old one was.
Is now. Yeah.
But the old one, I don't know where to put it. And like, fuck it, I thought Stu might buy it. He's like, well, measure the height of it. You know, and I measured the height and it was like 72 to 74 inches. And he was like, yeah, that's the height of the ceiling in my shop. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wow.
His shop's in a basement, bro.
Oh, okay.
Not like Lucas, man-made Lucas's basement. Stu's basement is like a smaller.
And I wouldn't even be able to stand up in there, it sounds like, because 72 inches is how tall I am.
I mean, you would definitely whack your head on some shit. I don't have a problem there, but Stu doesn't have a problem.
That's crazy. So you got to find a spot for somebody will buy it at some point, or you don't, or you just figure it out and you just have two bandsaws, which I keep telling you should do. So,
I do not do enough work in my shop to warrant two bandsaws. I mean, I think I know where I'm going to put the bandsaw temporarily, but my, it is not going to make Jackie happy.
I know. So you're getting ready for so Maker Camp's what, this weekend coming up?
Upcoming weekend, yeah. So I did get stickers made that say Luke was right that I'm gonna pass out to everybody. So it's not like I'm going with nothing, right? I got a special sticker for Maker's Camp. And I got
the money thing just didn't turn out, you just didn't have time to do it, or
I gotta dial it in more, and I just haven't had time. So like if I could, like, dude, I was in the shop like four nights last week trying to get this laser working, and the problem I was having is that with that style of laser, it's all about the distance from the laser to the material you're working on, right?
Yeah.
And on the side of the laser it said focal length is 316 millimeters. So I set it exactly at 316 millimeters and it was not doing anything. And the company is a newer company and they're from China. So I kept trying to work with them, trying to figure this shit out. And like all of my customer support was over fucking Facebook Messenger at like starting at 9 at night until 6 in the morning. Right. Because that's the time they're working there. And it was all message back and forth. And I was like, God damn it, man. Like, and I kept telling them, like, it says 316. Right. And so finally they say, well, maybe your setup's not right. And they send me a video from a guy, and it was like a YouTube live video of him setting up a similar machine. And so I messaged the dude, and I was like, yo, I'm like, I got the same laser you do, right? Just a different wattage. I'm like, any chance you could help me figure this shit out? And the guy messaged me back, and he was like, he's not really on Instagram, but he's like, yeah, man. He was like, I could totally help you out, right? And we start, yeah, within 5 fucking minutes of this guy helping me, I'm like, I feel like you're going to be able to get this thing working in 2 minutes. So the guy video calls with me, and literally within 10 minutes, I got it working, and it was very cool. So now I'm like, okay.
How long did it take to do that one coin?
Like 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, it's fast. But like, you got to, so like where they kept telling me like 316 millimeters.
Yeah.
Really, it was needed to be at like 250, right? To 260. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's where it really fucking worked. So I was off by like a full fucking 3-4 inches, you know?
Yeah.
And once I got that dialed in, then all of a sudden I was making shit. And supposedly I could do like different colors and things like that. So
yeah,
like,
that sounds dope.
So I got to do some more testing on it. I'm going to make Luke coin, right? And it's going to be my head logo on one side, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to work into that logo somewhere in Luke We Trust, right? And then on the other side, it's going to say My Two Cents, right?
Yeah, I love it. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's
so I'm going to make Luke coin. So, and I'm just going to fucking give away Luke coins, you know, because,
yeah, you know. I'd like to see it done before MakerCamp. That'd be dope, man. That'd be cool if some people were walking around.
Somebody has to design that shit, which is a problem. So...
You got all this time you have, you know, all the extra time you have.
Yeah, it's I have so much extra time.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's funny. Well, at some point.
Yeah, I hope to get it. The truth is that, like, if I make the time today to work on the design, right, I could make some basic coins for Maker's Camp. But, like... Really, I would probably be rolling in there with like 50 of them. I'm thinking I might still try to do it.
Well, fuck everybody else. Just make some joinery podcast ones for our patrons. Just make like 15 of them for our patrons.
God, I gotta order those goddamn shirts. Why do you keep forgetting to remind me about the shirts?
You're the worst.
I am. I'll remind you. Dude, you don't need to remind me. My wife reminds me all the time.
So, not that you're the worst. I'll remind you about the shirts. I'll try and remember to do that.
Dude, this is like a couple days ago was the first time that I think she's ever said this to me. She was like, "You are very, very busy," and I was like, "Yeah. You're right." You know, and she's like, "You're too busy." Probably right. So.
Is that because you're not getting the stuff done that she wants you to get done outside of everything else?
I don't know if I'm getting anything done, bro. To be honest with you. Her list. I've been working on her list, you know.
She's like, you're too busy now for me to do anything
for
I want you to do.
My stuff. Dude, she's exactly. got this. Like, she's been fucking, like, she's back on one of her projects again, right?
Okay.
And, so she asked me, which means I got to get going a little bit, but she picked up a desk off of Craigslist or some shit, and she's going to refinish the whole desk and put it in my daughter's room, you know?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So my shop has been a fucking horrific disaster for a month now. And she asked me yesterday, she's like, am I going to have room in the shop to do what I need to do? She needs to do some sanding and some other shit. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you'll have it by this afternoon. She was just kind of like side-eyed me and was like, for real? Like, because have you seen the shop? I'm like, yes, you'll have enough room. I promise. You know, which is basically, she doesn't realize this, but like all I really need to do at this point, because the only other thing I need to assemble is I got the new parts for my Onefinity, right?
Oh, okay, nice.
You know, which is a bunch of boxes. Right?
It's a lot. Did they come with that Astroglide coating?
Dude. if you got to apply the Astroglide to the tubes of a Onefinity to make it move seamlessly, you know Astroglide, right, repels dust, right? It's not like a normal lube that would would fucking soak it. Astroglide is impossible to penetrate. So
it's impossible to penetrate.
It goes on cast iron. You can put it on pans if you want a nonstick pan. You can put it on your dick. Okay.
Plastic.
You put it on plastic. Okay.
Yeah.
You can fucking, the applications are limitless. Dude, if you put it on a chainsaw blade, dude, you could fucking cut down trees like fucking you were cutting sticks of butter with a hot knife.
There you go.
Astroglide, the new sponsor of the Jointery Podcast. Now we're going to wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Speaking of Astroglide, I'd like to thank our patrons. You guys are fucking the sweet lube to this awesome operation, right?
There you go. Yeah.
How's that for a transition? Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you to Kyle Foot for the Footwork Woodworks. Mashu Gerard. Mashu. And then do you want me to let you know of the people that I mentioned who I think I'm going to see next weekend?
Yeah, I'm so jealous, dude. I'm so jealous you get to hang out with all these crazies, man. Jealous. You guys are going to have so much fun. I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to miss me too. Matthew Gerard, he's also given free rides at Maker's Camp. Lee Oman will be at Maker's Camp from Regal Street.
Sent him a video to catch him up on Ahsoka this week.
It was very good of you to do that.
Yeah.
Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks. He might be going to Maker's Camp.
I thought he said he was.
He probably is. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention. Dave One Grit Wirt from Rustic Joy Woodworks. I don't think he's going. My mom's not going. Elise Gellman. Tim from Turg Works. He changed his fucking name again. He is still a patron of this podcast, no matter what he says. He is not going for sure. Dave the Thriller Miller. Let's see. What was Dave? His beard looks like a chin strap version of a chieftain's headdress. You know, like an Indian chief has a big headdress, right?
He
just wore it like a chin strap. That's his beard.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. It's funnier when I have to explain it.
Definitely.
Billy S. is from the Simple Woodwood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey C&C. I will probably see Corey this weekend.
Yeah.
The unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumbleshoots, will be there.
Definitely going to be there.
Alan from Ormworks. Nobody knows anything about this dude. Maybe he'll be there. Maybe he won't. The Collierwood Canoe Company doesn't even probably listen to this podcast anymore. Dude, when was the last time you heard from Larry Fitzgerald?
I don't know.
Grant from Dad Crafted. Not talking a lot in the Maker group anymore. He is probably not going. He's really fucking knee deep in that haunted house he's building with his brother.
Yeah.
Ryder from Ryder Custom Creations. He's definitely not going. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Tool Bags. Tool Works. He's not going. They won't let him out of Canada. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. I don't think Kamani's going. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Luke and Priscilla are going.
They will be there.
I don't know if they're bringing the baby or not. Or the kid. They're also working on a sequel. Otis, the Wild Man Murdoch from Pine and Elite Woodworks. I think he's going.
I think he is.
Yeah, which is great because he has the energy of a fire tornado. So that'll be fun to deal with at Maker Camp. It's a fucking fire tornado. What's funny is that the people who are going to Maker Camp, I bet you a large portion of them, if they have any driving at all, which you have to do, are going to listen to this podcast on the way to Maker Camp, which is fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nick Brim from Nick Brim Woodworking. Nick, that's a real original name for your Instagram channel, by the way.
Nip Brim.
Nips Brim Woodworking.
Brim.
I think Nips is going. I think he is.
He'll be there.
Yeah. Judd from Nivens and Sons. Definitely not going. Justin from Campfire Woodworks, your apocalypse buddy, will be there doing tent demonstrations.
getting there early so he gets the same parking spot. That's what he was saying.
Yep. I can't wait to ask to go into his tent and then caving in the roof of his vehicle. That'll be fun. And then Tracy from M&T Woodworking. Woodworks. M&T. I don't think she's going.
I haven't heard anything about her going, but she might be.
I know she's tight with Patsy, and Patsy's going. So there's a chance that Patsy would pick her up on the way, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
And I know Patsy's shared a room with Matthew Gerard. I know that.
Dude, you got to get a picture. You got to get a picture this year. You got to try and get as many of our patrons together and get a picture, man.
I'm going to host a meetup in Lee's RV.
Yeah, if you can get, I'd like to get you guys together for like one of those Mark Adams,
the guy. Ooh, yeah, that'd be good. One of
the black and white photos. That would be dope if you guys could schedule a jointry podcast. You know what I mean? Like a little patron picture. That'd be cool.
Dude, and I think what we need to do for these events from now on, right, is maybe we should invest the jointry money in a telepresence robot, right? That has off-road capabilities, and then that way you could be at these events too.
Yeah, I could just sit there in front of my computer and just chat along with you guys. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I wish I could control it myself. Would I have full capable of controls? Would I be the one controlling? Dude, that would be hilarious. Yeah. That would be so much fun.
Like I could bring it there, right? And then maybe I could let Lucas from Man Made take it with him home. Right. Mm-hmm. And then it could get passed around. Okay. And then I can pick it back up at Workbench Con. Right. Dude, it could be like the traveling shop bot. You
that
know?
Would be awesome.
We could fucking put like a little saw in its hand, you know, or like a tripod. So that way, like you could help people with their videos, you know,
I'm just sitting around, just bend out there. Just,
it would be cheaper to fly you first class to to the event.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, like I'm all down with a telepresence robot to get you there.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Brought to you by Astroglide.
Yeah. And our new sponsor, Astroglide. All right, I gotta go. I got shit to
go. Go.
So
thanks, guys.
I've already done a ton today.
Have fun. Have fun at Maker Camp, guys. Hug Luke and give them shit for me.
And we probably will not be. Maybe we can do it live while we're there. Depends on the cell phone signal thing.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because it'd be like, and Ben would be like, I don't know. I guess we're having signal problems. So. time connecting. So, all right. I got to go to work. All right. Thanks, everybody. We're not going to be a new show next week, but the week after we'll be good. Take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.